Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Kansas City, Missouri, please put your hands together for the ACBs, everybody.
Silent for a film. I'll bet it's all exactly like the first one. And where colors glow, 'cause nothing ever happens on the surface. Wanna know why? Sure you do. Only wanna see your face, find out how you've been. This came about, 'cause nothing ever happens on the surface, on the surface.
The ACBs, everybody, all the way from Kansas. Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I'm a 30-year-old man. I'm wearing a purple tie. Suck my dick, world. It's a good time. I like this crowd because that wasn't remotely funny, and that man is supporting me. It's going to be a good show. I'm here for the Pitchfork weekend. It's amazing. Wait, don't groan. Maybe you should groan. I don't know. We'll find out. I'm here for the Pitchfork weekend. I'm going to do stuff there, which means I'm going to drink and watch bands and then pretend I did work. It's going to be fucking awesome. I was worried about doing this show. Really quick, sidebar. For the guys in the back, you really... Thank you so much for coming. Just thank you. I really appreciate it. I want you to enjoy your tamales. This is the only bar in the city of Chicago where you can enjoy tamales by candlelight. So take advantage of that fact. We only live once, guys. YOLO. Anyways, back to the important monologue. I was worried about doing this show anymore because for the first time in my life, I'm going to fucking kill myself. I don't have any, like, big problems right now. Which is the worst thing you want to hear somebody on a microphone say. I'm just incredibly happy to, like, be alive. Who would have thought that from somebody that used to work here for fucking 5 years? That's a crazy idea. Hey, Merle, she'll be on the show later, everybody. I was like, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to, all these things in the world? I'm in the perfect place. And then I realized, like, Jimmy Fallon's never said anything remotely personal at all. He dates Drew Barrymore. He's fucking married to Drew Barrymore's best friend. What's his fucking problem? There's no, and fucking Kimmel just got married, and Jay Leno's got cars. Like, that's a cool thing. Like, Letterman had heart surgery. He talks about that, like, once every 2 years when the Foo Fighters play Everlong. The point is this, guys. I'm a white man who's officially 30. I'm officially married. I'm ready to have my own talk show. I have zero point of view, zero, nothing really important to say. I'm vanilla enough to take over late night. Yes, we can. Let's get Obamacare out of there. Romney 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show tonight. It's going to be stupid and silly, and I'm very excited because there's a full band behind me. You guys know this band called the Doozies? Oh, you need to know this band, the Doozies. They're a three-piece band from Washington, D.C., and I thought they were going to suck shit because I'm in Washington, D.C., and that's not like a good place to play garage rock, but these guys were so good, and now you're here, and you're going to be so good. For the listener at home, the lead singer of the band is wearing an AT&T hat. That's a company I can get behind. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together once again for the ACBs, everybody. Take it away for 30 seconds, no more.
We'll be right back. Wait, wait, hey, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That was actually really good. I only booked you because I'm friends with this guy named Joe. I thought you'd be horrible. Thank you for not sucking. This is amazing. No, this is amazing. That was really good. I'm actually glad you're here, and I don't have to lie about that. They're going to be here all night. I'm really happy to see them. There's a lady right now that's very important to this show. She jumped on board around the third show we ever did here, which was in early 2010, before Obamacare ruined the country. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Esmeralda Leon, everybody. Esmeralda, how are you?
Really good.
Good, fantastic.
Really great.
Why are you so great, Esmeralda? Let's just brag.
Oh, let's see. I'm doing this show. And that is enough. People are giving me money.
To the listener at home, she's bartending.
She's
behind a bar holding a microphone. This is Cocktail. I've never seen the movie Cocktail.
Without the throwing of the bottles and the Tom Cruise attitude.
That's in the movie Cocktail? That's like part of the movie, they just throw bottles?
Yeah.
Why would anybody go to that bar?
Why would anyone go see a fucking movie about a bartender if they're not throwing flaming bottles back and forth?
Cheers was on the air for like 8 years. They never threw anything.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, it was really good. Is Cocktail really good?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Oh, fair enough. Esmeralda, what's going on in your life?
It's got Kokomo, doesn't it? By the Beach Boys?
I thought that was Full House.
No, that's just... Jesse is in the Beach Boys.
Do you know what's going on with Jesse this weekend?
With who?
Jesse and the Rippers.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be on Jimmy Fallon.
What?
Oh, what? I don't know then.
No, Jesse and the Rippers aren't playing Pitchfork. They're reunited and playing on Fallon this weekend.
I just said that.
Yeah, but you said, I don't know. That's what you just said. Anyways, Esmeralda, what's going on in your life these days?
Am I supposed to brag?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You can hear me actually tomorrow afternoon if you listen to WBEZ. I'll be reporting the traffic.
Yeah!
That's what I do. Yeah, I know.
For the listener at home, WBEZ is the cool NPR station that all people that make under 100 grand but have grad degrees listen to. It's fair.
And I'll be telling them where there's the crashes on the Bishop Ford.
Now, Merle got this job right before we did our last show here in April, and you didn't know what any of the highways were or how to
do
this. Apparently, it's going well.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Great. So what you're saying is...
You look at a map, and then you start to realize, hey, these make sense.
Maps make sense, everybody. Google Maps or Apple
Maps?
For
the first time ever in my life, a map makes sense.
Are you enjoying reading the traffic?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm bringing information to people.
Are you afraid that the internet's going to ruin your job?
No.
Yeah, that'll never happen. All
Why?
Right, that's cool. We talk about news stories. Are we going to talk about news stories tonight?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Give me one.
All right, start with one. You don't think I have any, do you?
I've been busy making money.
That's true.
Like in that movie Cocktail.
But I had all day to do it.
Okay, give me one.
And if you know in Cocktail, they also do this.
They do this in Cocktail?
Yeah, we're based off of Cocktail.
Did Cocktail make up podcasting?
Yes.
It's great. Hey. Fuck you, Mark Maron. It's all about Cocktail. And we're not cool, Mark Maron. We are not cool.
Oh, God. Anyway, so I was looking, speaking of being happy and successful, I was looking at an article on the Huffington Post about what people who are very successful do. All of these fucking people do the same, pretty much the same thing, and they're all very successful.
What is that?
They all wake up at fucking 4:30 in the morning, regardless of what time they went to bed beforehand.
Coke.
Most of them like, yeah, no. And that was my first thought. If we were to do that to be successful, because think about it. You go to bed at like 2 a.m. and you gotta be up at like 4:35.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. You have
haven't
to
you,
do some coke.
Haven't you seen the movie American Psycho?
He does that?
Yeah. No.
He's not a well-rested murderer.
He's not really a well-rested murderer. If you remember his regime, he wakes up very early just to exfoliate. Do you wake up early to exfoliate?
No.
Well, I guess you're not going to be as successful as you could be.
I just go through the car wash brushes.
Is that because you're a traffic reporter and you need to know how cars work?
Yeah, and I'm in the car.
So you need to wake up early. What else?
No, that's it. That's pretty much it?
Fucking farmers are successful then.
Yeah. No,
right,
it was
cool.
People like fucking Gwyneth Paltrow doing her stupid yoga bullshit at 4:30 in the morning. Barack Obama wakes up super early to
Barack
work out.
Hussein Obamacare?
Yes.
Okay.
Michelle gets up super early. They all fucking get up so early. I don't get it. No. So if that's what it takes to be successful, I'm not going to be successful.
That makes sense.
Agreed.
Yep.
Really quick, could we not do any more stories from the Huffington Post, if possible? Because I used to work there for about 14 months, 15 months, 16 months, a while. I worked there for a while.
But they're a news source.
In theory, no. I'm done with posting side boobs, everybody. I apologize for that year and a half mistake of mine.
Well, somebody has to.
Now it's all about front dicks. Everybody, send me your dick pics. Ooh. I'll put them on the internet. No more side boobs. That's kind of sexist. I'm all for just showing some cock consensually. Let's hear it. Yes, we can, everybody. Yes, we can. By the way, that's what that saying's about. It's disgusting. Okay, next story.
The other one was about movies that make you cry. It was a whole list of people just talking about,
about a boy.
What?
About a boy.
Did that make you cry?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you. So on the list, some of them made sense. It was like the Beasts of a, what is it?
Southern Wild.
Southern Wild. Yeah. That, like, I just saw the preview and I wanted to cry.
Yeah.
I can't take it. What else was on there? One was I Love You, Man.
With Paul Rudd?
Yeah, with Paul Rudd and that other fat guy.
Wait. Jason Segel?
Yeah, he was tubby in that.
He was barely... no offense to everyone in this bar. Everyone in this bar is a little bit heavier than Jason Segel in that movie. Except the people that wake up for 4:30 for obvious reasons.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but he's in a movie.
But he looked good. He looked appropriately sized.
Oh, whatever.
That's the movie where he had longer hair and liked the band Rush. Is that why people cried? Because they're like, fuck you, Canadian
rock.
Yeah,
they got
rock.
Real sad. They have to watch Rush.
We're going to listen to 2012 again. 2112? Is it 2112? It's 2112, right? Not 2012. 2012 was a Cusack movie and based on nothing else. All right, this is going to be fun. Let's see what happens at the door. Okay, Merle, anything else?
No, so my question to you was, what movies make you cry?
About a Boy.
Do they? Like, do you go all out and
About
ball?
A Boy makes me cry. Dancer in the Dark makes me cry every single time.
I can't even watch that. I watch it halfway, and then I realize this is going
That's just
because
you hate foreign people, so that's why
what?
You don't. What?
When did that happen?
Dancer in the Dark. Anyways, I'll cut that out of the podcast. That did not land at all. Oh, my God. Now people think I'm actually a racist. Shit.
What a really good one I did not think I would have cried at. The Elephant Man.
That's a great movie, and you should cry.
I'm not even joking. That end speech, I was dying.
Yeah, yeah.
It David was real Lynch. Sad. David, what?
It's a David Lynch movie.
I know, but I felt so terrible because it's real, isn't it?
It is real. It's a documentary.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It's a documentary shot in real time.
and then there's movies, like I said, like Beast of a Southern Road. Like, I won't see it.
Yes.
Because I know it's going to make me cry. And there's also that movie, The Soloist, the one with Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx.
Wait, stop. You've actually seen The Soloist?
No, because I know it's going to make me cry so bad.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a true story.
No one's
homeless.
Really quick. Do everyday homeless people make you cry?
Well, if I knew their backstories,
okay,
maybe.
That's really all it takes.
I mean, I get sad when I see pigeons with, like, stumps. Because then I start thinking, like, what happened to them? Was there some sort of, like, crazy war amongst
the pigeons?
Yeah, it was
a pigeon war. It was that.
Or, like, he was in love, and then, like, the other one, like, tore his foot off. I think of things like that.
Have you seen that happen in Life with Humans?
No.
Okay, just asking. Any other stories?
No, just pigeons.
I understand.
They're very passionate birds.
Yep, that's what pigeons are known for. Passion. Not bread. All right, anything else?
And then the last one, I'm just going to glaze over it because I couldn't find the article anymore.
Perfect.
Again. I just thought it was so ridiculous, and you made me very happy when you said that this was going to be a ridiculous show.
Oh, it's going to be silly.
So some man in Brazil in some small town got crushed by a cow that just fell into his house.
Is this supposed to be a funny story?
Well, again, I was just thinking, I'm like, how the fuck does a cow just fall into your house? And it said it came from a hill, like the hill next to him.
Like, really what? Strong storm, maybe?
Move
the cow? Like a small wind thing?
And then I imagine it's like a cartoon hill where they're like both really right
next
to him.
You know, a man died, right?
Poop. I know, but a cow fell on him.
And you were crying about the bird that lost a leg, but a man died. And you're like, this is the funny story about a cartoon hill and cow.
But I'm sure the ghost of that man finds the humor.
There aren't ghosts!
I'm sure he's laughing real hard wherever he's hanging out. Like, I got killed by a cow.
Wait, that's if you believe in ghosts, why don't you see the movie, like, any movie that you think
the
is going to make
ghost?
You cry? The movie Ghost, number
I've
one.
Seen Ghost.
Good movie or best movie? That's a
it
Colbert
was all right.
thing. I'll
I was
say,
I just
out.
Recently started watching Ghost Dad, and then I thought, oh, God. His dad, he's dead.
Yeah, that's the reality of that movie. It's just a haunted kid that wishes he had a father.
I felt so bad. dad.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
It makes you think.
Made me cry.
Yeah. Well, Ghost Dead, that's your movie.
To cry at?
Yeah.
Well, I cry at all of them, so.
You cry at every movie?
I probably shouldn't watch. Yeah.
That's cool. Well, you'll be here all night. She'll be here all night behind the bar and occasionally chiming in with something funnier than I've said.
I won't cry.
She'll cry all night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Esmeralda. Band, are you ready to play some music? All right, perfect. Coming to the stage is someone that I wanted to have on the show for a few months, and she's part of this really cool project that is kind of inspiring and fucking neat, and I'm really excited to have her here. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Lily Emerson, everybody. Lily, come to the stage. Play her on ABCBs. That was awesome. That sounded like if the Pixies wrote the Kids in the Hall theme. Use the mic.
That's exactly what I was thinking, actually.
That's right. I'm very smart.
That's some synchronicity right here.
Do you like the album Synchronicity?
The album?
By the Police. It's not called that. I'm just saying that.
I'm not familiar with a lot of music.
I think you're a dirty liar.
No, I mean, I like the Police, but... I just,
Wait.
I forget
wait,
what
wait,
everything's
stop,
called.
Stop. Do you like the Police or do you like the actual Police?
No. I'm terrified
because,
of the actual Police.
Because the actual Police, like, fuck them, right?
No. Well, my parents were big hippies, so I grew up just instinctively fearing anybody in a uniform.
So, perfect. So, in terms of, like, the worst people on the planet, it goes Police, number one. Number two. Number one?
Linkin Park frat boys?
Linkin Park frat boys, number one. I'm sorry, number two is our military.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And the Police and the military are getting a little mixed up.
Is your
I was just in New York, and they're like one and the same there.
Why do you occupy?
Well, I occupy space physically.
You're going to be a fun guest. Awesome. All right. So listen, everybody. I don't know if you guys heard about this thing, but there's this thing called the Occupy Movement, and we're going to change the world this upcoming fall. We're going to take over the banks. Lily, what do you think of that?
I'm not really sure what I'm doing this fall, but if I'm free...
You like to play along. This is fantastic. All right. Let's go back to the actual reason you're on the show. You're part of the Lucid Street Theater.
Yes.
Whatever. This is the cool part. Everyone's in a theater troupe. This is a theater troupe.
Yeah.
Okay. You're the mastermind, or one of the masterminds, or the mastermind, behind Adventure Sandwich.
That's right.
Okay. For the listener at home and the people in the room, what is Adventure Sandwich?
Adventure Sandwich is a kids show that I am ridiculously excited about. It's right now it's just on the web, but of course, as soon as I can convince people to give me like a kajillion dollars, then it'll be everywhere.
That's not a numerical amount of money.
Not yet. Not until I
you
get all of
fun.
That money. But basically, it's all about the power of the imagination, creative problem solving, and collaboration. And it is a video thing, but because... I, much like a lot of people in the city who are trying to do things in the performing arts, have been a nanny and a babysitter, and I have taught for the last several years. And because of all of that, I have listened to a lot of children's music and watched a lot of children's programming, and most of it really hurts my brain and body. In a really horrible way.
Is that because you hate children?
No,
she does not hate children. Just the police.
I actually enjoy most children, except for child police officers, which... anyway.
Wait.
What about children firefighters?
Exactly. They put out fires.
No, those are cool. Firefighters are all right.
But that's a uniform.
I suppose so.
Firemen are cool because they don't do shit 95% of the time. They're kind of like artists.
And firefighters are more likely to save you than they are to arrest you. I like that.
Yeah, firefighters are cool.
Yeah.
Who?
But so the project is basically, it's this weird, ridiculous show because I wanted to make something that as an adult I could watch without wanting to poke hot like spikes through my eyeballs.
Why don't you just change the channel?
Well, because there's not that much really great stuff for kids that adults can watch.
What about Fantasia?
Oh, well, yeah, but I always fall asleep.
What about Fantasia 2000?
I also fall asleep in that one.
What about Fantasia 3D?
The whale part is really cool.
Pretty cool, what? Yeah. Is that because you're part of the sea? I'm sorry. Because
I'm part of the sea?
I sound high?
I did used to think that I was a mermaid.
Did you really? Let's explore that. Why?
Well, when I was a little kid, I lived in this really tiny town in Maine called Lubeck that is technically the most eastern point in the U.S. if you don't count the part of
Alaska.
Give it
up for the east, everybody. That's, put your hands together
for the
east.
In the eastern hemisphere, yep.
So you're from the Far East.
Far East, but not like the Orient.
Hey, that's pretty racist. Take it back. Apologize to the Orient.
I apologized.
Is that the term? Should we not say that term?
I shouldn't. No.
Genuine question. Is the Orient
my
a racist
whole,
term at this point?
My whole future of being a children's television host is just ended in this in that moment.
Tell them we're doing a Herald and be like, oh, it's Chicago comedy. I get it.
We're doing a Herald.
What's the worst part about Obama's administration? Go.
The fact that I got really excited and then really disappointed.
Is that because you... No, sorry. I can't go further with that. Listen, guys. I just want Romney in office. I'm really sorry that didn't happen. Okay. Back to Adventure Sandwich. Actually, no. This is what Adventure... This is sort of the adult version of Adventure Sandwich. You're going to do this for kids.
Yeah. It's going to be like this, only with a lot more cardboard. Because we're not doing any...
He's going to break dance. They like cardboard.
Well, yeah. Did you ever see that Mr. Rogers, where he break danced?
He's my fucking favorite.
Yes, me
he's
too.
He's never said that word in his life.
That's probably also true, because he's like the closest to an angel that a human being has ever come, I think. Like,
wait,
in a weird way. He's
not
just
a weird way,
saintly.
The right way. Okay, here's the thing. Are you single or no?
No.
Okay, stop. You need to go procreate with some firemen and, like, make the best breed of children in the world. Because firemen are pretty cool. Because everything you're saying, police suck, Mr. Rogers is the best, we're on the same page. Make it happen.
Thanks. All right. Well, instead of having my own children, I'm just going to try to be a weird influence on as many children as I possibly can.
So you really just started this because you were like a babysitter?
Well, because I really wanted to create some... I've been working with kids for a long time, and I got really sick and tired of watching a lot of stuff that I hated.
Give me one show that you hate.
Well, Dora the Explorer.
You just don't like the Spanish language? What's the problem?
Well, and also... Spanish is cool. I'm down with Spanish. I'm really.
But is it as cool as English?
I would say it's cooler because it's
so
the
English
fastest
isn't as good as other
language.
Is what you're saying? English is not as
English
good as Spanish.
Is also cool. I just.
Why don't you leave this country? I'm sorry.
I tried to.
Did you really? Where'd you try to go?
No, not really. I have left the country and gone other places.
Let's look at your passport.
I've been to Belarus. Has anybody
give it up for
Belarus,
everybody? It's our number one country.
The
number one country.
The last standing dictatorship in all of Europe.
Give it up for dictators, everybody. Oh, yeah. They're pretty cool bros.
Lukashenko.
Why are you cool with dictators but not bros? Aren't they the same?
Well, see, the thing is, with dictators, very rarely when I happen to, for some horrible reason, end up in Wrigleyville, do a pack of them end up walking behind me and be like, hey, chick, what's up? And, like, yelling horrible things at me. There's never been, like, a pack of, like, Lukashenko and a Stalin and a Pol Pot, like, behind me, like, hey.
Are you really saying... Stalin and Pol Pot are not as bad as guys that drink in Wrigleyville?
No.
That's literally what
I'm just saying they're two different things, and that one of them
so
has
So when the
never...
Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup, was it like a communist uprising to you, or was it worse?
No, clearly, objectively, dictatorship is much worse because it actually affects millions of people in a really negative way. But bros in Wrigleyville have affected my life. Like, directly. So, for me, subjectively, I don't know, all my Belarusian friends are going to be so mad at me now.
Don't
you
worry.
You have Belarusian friends?
I do. Yeah, shout out to Luba and Masha.
You know what, Luba and Masha? Get your ass over here or you don't count to me. America is number one. Suck my dick. Consensually only, because I'm not a Wrigleyville guy. Is that the right thing? Okay. Children's show, everybody.
Yes.
So this is a children's show.
It's a children's show. No, not this.
This is for preteens.
This is very much
this
not
This is for 12-year-olds that are
right
DTF. What? Don't think about fathers. That's what that means. Listen, I have a horrible disease. That acronym didn't even make sense. I have a horrible disease I'm suffering from. Don't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, good.
Your secret is safe with me.
Good.
So, yes,
here,
it's
here,
a...
Don't tell anybody, honestly. This is a bad
thing. I'm... okay.
Don't, seriously. Does that mean, don't tell anybody.
I won't
Brandon
tell
just
anybody.
Told a secret.
Yes, secrets
for the
are,
listening audience.
Did you ever watch the soap opera Secrets that was very popular on NBC in the late 90s?
No, I didn't. But for a brief moment, I did watch Passions.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of!
And a few weeks ago, I actually met an actress from Passions. And that was a very
surreal
moment.
Did you meet her
moment.
In Wrigleyville?
No, I actually met her at Can TV.
Oh, shit, yeah, okay. Can TV is kind of important. Can TV is a public access television station
Indeed
in Chicago, and it's also the home of Chicagogo. Am I right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Chicagogo is one of the longest running kids shows, and Ratso is his puppet, mm-hmm. and Mia is the host. And what they do is they bring on bands, and these bands lip sync, and the kids have a fucking awesome
it's
time.
It's like a super cool kids Soul Train.
And it seems like Adventure Sandwich was partially influenced by Chicagogo.
Well, certainly it's been influenced by, Chicagogo and a lot of Pee-wee's Playhouse and Adventures of Pete and Pete and Mr. Rogers, obviously. And all of the things that I think are actually cool for both kids and adults to enjoy. And Chicagogo is absolutely one of the rare... children's television shows that, as an adult, I also enjoy.
Now, Adventure Sandwich had is it a Kickstarter fund?
Yes.
You had a Kickstarter fund, and you actually raised the money you asked for.
Yes, we actually raised about $34,000.
That's really
which
cool.
Is kind of wild, yes.
You can go to DePaul for a year now. hey, that's my alma mater.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's really hard to get into DePaul these days, everybody.
Congratulations on that, what was it, $100 million new stadium you guys got?
Just because we love the...
Totally deserving.
Yeah, we did deserve it.
Because you know what doesn't deserve that money? Public schools.
Well, they're
those
fucking stupid.
Lame-os.
Why don't they grow up and play some sports in the McCormick Center? Right, guys? Pretty cool.
This interview's making me sad now.
Dude, don't fucking knock teams. Teams are the best. Okay.
So.
Why did you have the Kickstarter fund? What was the goal?
Well, we started making our pilot for this weird show all about adventure sandwiches made with Imagineers. Patent pending. We got really excited about it, and I was really lucky to have this woman, this fantastic director, Nancy Bardawil, come on board, and she ended up kind of investing some of her own money into it, which was amazing. But then after a while, it was like, okay, well, that has that can only go so far. We actually need some other people to help us fund it. So we started a Kickstarter in order to help finish funding the pilot, and so that's sort of what that is. And now we're in the middle of production, and we have about one more week of shooting, and then we will have
And you just shot something kind of cool for the pilot.
Yes, we did.
Which was?
We shot a music video with Glenn Hansard of Once and Swell Season and The Frames fame. He's really fantastic.
Yeah.
A really, really nice, gregarious Irishman. And I met him through The Hideout, which is a bar here in Chicago where I work. And he performed at last year's block party. And I was lucky enough to be the lady in charge of the backstage area. And while back there, I sort of convinced him of the magic of Adventure Sandwich, and he said, oh, I have this song that's kind of a kid's song. Next time I'm in Chicago, I'll record it with you guys. And then he actually did, which is awesome.
And you can watch that now on YouTube?
Yes, you can. Look up Banana Man and Adventure Sandwich, and it'll come
up.
Are
you done with that antidote?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, now I can say all the things I was thinking but couldn't because we're talking about a kid's show. Mm-hmm. You met a man because you ran backstage, and you do something called Imaginaise, and then you convince him to come over to film something.
Yeah, okay, well, it sounds
that's all.
A
thank
it
you
sounds a little different
for letting me say that without interrupting you.
Yeah.
I think exactly what you're doing is absolutely fantastic. What could this type of community do to help? What could the people that come to Jazz Nights to the Hungry Brain do? What could people that listen to podcasts do? Because what you're doing is fucking awesome.
Thank you so much. If you live in the Chicago area and over the next couple of weeks have time and also cardboard cutting skills, then you can contact me and you can be one of the many people who are helping us to cut out all sorts of various weird things out of cardboard. So there's that. And then also you can just help us by spreading the word and convincing others that Adventure Sandwich is going to be the next weirdo Sesame Street Pee-wee's Playhouse Adventures of Pete and Pete mashup.
That's so cool. Even the things that you like asked for help are like nice and friendly. It wasn't like money. You know, it was like cut cardboard with us.
Well, that's what we need right now.
That's amazing.
Can you go in and color?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, if you're really good at painting, we have things that have
What if you're horrible at painting?
I want to use
if
crayons.
If you're horrible at painting, then maybe you can just help us with some moral support. Yeah,
I just stand
things.
There and go, hey, good job?
Right.
How should people contact you?
You can email us at adventuresandwich@gmail.com, or if you go to Adventure
Sandwich. I use Bing. Do you use Bing or Google?
I actually use Alta Vista. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I used to use Web Crawler.
That's cool, too.
References, everybody. Okay. what she's doing is awesome. Please support her. People like her make this city amazing. If you don't like her, go live in a suburb. Stop sucking. Okay. Is that fair to say?
Thank you, Brandon. Yeah.
Give her money and cocaine because she's got to wake up at 4:30. It's really early. She's got a kid show to produce. Like, let's just make it happen. Is that fair to say? Thank you so much for doing this. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the awesome, great influence on the world, Lily Emerson, the ACBs. Take it away. They're kind of like a kid show appropriate house band, actually. That was amazing. Seriously, thanks for not sucking. Where can people find you guys online? You want to plug the
ACBs.bing.
So you got to go to bing.com and
ask Jeeves
for the ACBs. I know your name is the ACBs, but it's so hard to say that correctly every time because I'm not dyslexic. You're a stupid band. Ladies and gentlemen. Coming to the stage is someone I won't have on the show for a very long time. He's very, very funny, and I first laughed about him. Laughed by the funny things that he said on James Fritz's podcast, and you know that's a long time ago because it no longer exists because he died. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny Mr. Martin Moreau, everybody. Martin, take the stage!
Hey, how are you doing, everybody? Good, excellent. Let's give it up for Chicago. Yes. Greatest city in the world, murder capital of the planet. Gotta love it. It's the summertime. They always blame it on the heat wave in the summer, right? You guys notice that? Which I disagree. Like, I've never gone through the hood and seen a thug just sitting on his front lawn like, it's hot like the Dickens in this motherfucker. I want to eat a Freezy Pop and let these bullets soar. Like, that just never occurred. Another thing they always say, though, is like, it's a product of my environment type of situation, right? Part of my environment situation. Here's the thing, though. I actually grew up in the hood. That's right. I grew up in the ghetto. I grew up in the streets. My dad was a drug dealer. Now, this is for sure, but he had two cars, and he worked at Church's Chicken, so I know he's doing something extra. It's not making any sense. So already, we have 200-plus homicides here in Chicago. First quarter of 2013, there were 60-plus homicides. It's insane. 60-plus homicides. That's January and February alone, and they had 60-plus homicides. Which is crazy to me, because I didn't think people were murdering in the wintertime. It's so jovial and festive. Like, how do you walk around hard with snow boots and the sniffles? Like, hey, motherfucker, you got a problem? Now we gotta kill this fool. Let's ride out. It's the most wonderful time of the year. So here's where we are in Chicago, right? We have crime at an all-time high. okay? We've got a corrupt government system. Our education has crumbled. Our mayor has sold the city to all these big privatized businesses. So essentially, what we are in 2013 here in Chicago is the entire plot to RoboCop 2. That's exactly where we are. And speaking of RoboCop, anybody here seen RoboCop 3? Yeah, a few of you. Classic, right? There's a scene some of you probably don't remember, and I think it's the greatest scene in cinematic history. There's a guy named Leon who has not appeared in any of the other RoboCop films or any other scene in this movie. He goes into the police station. He goes with the police chief. He goes, "All right, I see y'all got a RoboCop, huh? What else y'all got? An alien cop? A ghost cop?" And the police chief responds with, "Leon, I told you we don't have time for this." Which indicates to me that Leon has been there for a very long time asking about all the different types of cops they have just because he can't grasp the concept of one RoboCop. Like, y'all got a vampire cop? What about a Bigfoot cop? Y'all got a Chupacabra cop, huh? Y'all got one of them, huh? Y'all got a werewolf cop, huh? Y'all got a phantom cop? Y'all got a cop cop, one of them? Y'all got a Godzilla cop? What about a Cloverfield monster cop? You got one of them? No? Y'all got a girl cop? No, not like a lady or a woman. I mean like a little girl that's also a cop. Just shooting stuff. Y'all ain't got one of them? All right. I'm a child of the 90s. Anybody else here? Yes. It's one lady. Cool. Good. Or 80s, 90s, right? Yeah. I feel like that was the best generation for TV, right? Because we had the best fucking theme songs during that era. And there's one guy in particular named Mark McGinney who found out he's going to have a 65-episode arc of a brand new crime drama. So excitedly, he ran home to his wife. He's like, "Honey, it's got this new crime drama theme song. It's going to change our lives. I just wrote it. I want to play it for you." So he sat down his pen and goes, "Sometimes some crimes go slipping through the cracks, but these two gumshoes I'm picking up the slack. There's no case too big, no case too small. If you need help, just call Chippendales Rescue Range. Chippendales, when there's danger, oh no, it never fails when they're involved." So honey, it's about two chipmunks. One's just like a Magnum P.I., the other's just like Indiana Jones. It's adorable. "What's that, you're leaving me?" "Oh. Well, my life isn't quite the OAO tailspin." So, it all comes around full circle, people. You learn your life lessons. Life lessons is what we're all about here. Cool. A lot of pretty ladies here tonight. Pretty ladies, make some noise. All right. Yes. Nice. It was good for us, right, bro? Boom. Hit it. No self-esteem in the room. That's what I like. I'm just going to be snacking down on some puss, right? I'm going to be the cookie monster of pussy. That's how I eat pussy, by the way, in case anyone was wondering. Okay. That's good. I actually dated a pretty girl once. Yeah. And here's what I noticed about dating pretty girls, though. It makes you say things you wouldn't normally say, like, "If you ever leave me, I'll kill you." I'm very big into music, if you guys couldn't tell by earlier. It's a good segue, right?
I love rap music,
but I feel like rap is the most like humbling musical genre there is right now. Because they'll have a song like, "I'm riding around a Bugatti, bad bitch on my arm, got a million in my pockets, and all my hoes foreign." Like, fuck yeah, this is my life. This is how I live, this is what I do. And then you survey the scene around you, and you're on a public bus, like the baddest foreign bitch there is like a 91-year-old Guatemalan woman. You're like, "Nah, man, this is not my life at all." It's all like R&B, too, though. R&B is like awesome, but I feel like it's evolved into a very weird place. Like, if you guys remember R&B in the 80s, it was always very poppy, right? Every song was like, "M-tus, m-tus, m-tus. We're all having a fun time, yeah. Gonna have a good time and have fun." You're like, fuck yeah. Yes, I'm on board with this. We're all having fun. I love it. In like the 90s, it got a little more sensual, but it was still respectable, right? Every song was like, "Baby, I want to put a baby inside of you, baby. We'll raise a family together, all right, girl." You want to clap? Feel free to clap. It's cool, yeah. Don't hold back, my dude. Don't hold back. And then like have that weird breakdown like, woo-woo, baby, woo-woo, baby. I want to die together at the exact same time on the exact same breath, girl. And then I want to resurrect as two butterflies who make love for ever. Yes. And like every music video, it's just like four dudes standing shirtless on the beach with white linens flowing behind them. They're like, girl, girl. Girl and girl, you're like, fuck yeah, these guys are awesome. There's no subtlety left in R&B anymore. That's the most disgusting stuff in every single song. Every song is like, eat my ass like a birthday cake, 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 put the icing on my ass, put the icing on my ass, sprinkle a little bit, sprinkle a little bit, what? Sprinkle a little bit, sprinkle a little bit, what? Blow out the candles, bitch, blow, 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 blow. Blow out the candles, bitch. Blow, 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 blow. What'd you wish for? This dick. What'd you wish for? This dick. You're like, what the fuck? Gross. I know how I eat cake. Nothing like that. I'll do one more and then stop doing this forever. Anybody here in a relationship make some noise? Yeah, a lot of happy people, good. Because I hate couples, things are the worst. Like, I'm sure you two, you guys are great individually, probably. The ones I really hate are women. Women who are recently engaged, right? Because they're always so bubbly and happy. Like, save the date. Save the date, here's a magnet, save the date. So this is what I like to do. Anytime I see a woman with a nice diamond engagement ring on her finger, I'll walk up to her, and in my best African accent, I go, you're welcome. Now, oftentimes they're confused by this. Like, what do you mean you're welcome? And I go, my cousin Obuntu died. Get you that ring. You're welcome. All right. Thank you.
Put your hands together for Martin, everybody. Martin, take a seat, please. Not yet, not yet, not yet. You take a seat, please. That would be wonderful. Not the band. There you go. Martin, thank you for doing the show.
Thank you for having me.
Number one. The low self-esteem comment. Kind of creepy. A
little bit, man. It's cool, though.
Not cool. Okay. Second thing. When you say nice things to pretty girls, why do you sound like the Cookie Monster?
What do you mean when
in the bit. When you say nice things to pretty girls in the bit, you sound like the Cookie Monster. Why? Is he a big influence on your life? Why is that funny? Do you like blue things? Do you like furry things?
Blue is
do you
my
like
favorite
cookie?
Color.
Is it really? It You're is. Wearing a blue shirt tonight, everybody. And he's wearing blue jeans. They're called blue jeans for a reason, guys. Catch up. And the hat, which says Wild Party Girls. Did you steal that from a bachelorette party?
No, I had a friend whose dad used to work for the Wild Party Girls hat company in college.
You're a liar.
No, I'm dead serious.
Wait, yeah, more. There's a Wild Party Girls hat company?
It was like a knockoff of Girls Gone Wild.
But so, they sold hats?
They had hats, t-shirts, the whole dig.
And it just said Wild Party Girls?
Yeah, pretty much.
Guys, Bing that for me. Check out Wild Party Girls clothing?
Is that GeoCities?
Check that out, guys. Bing GeoCities. Bing pays me. Bing sponsors this show and all NBC shows. Honest point, during the derecho last year, Brian Williams, producer, kept stopping him to say, stop saying Google, say Bing from now on. It was hilarious. Going back to Martin. Martin, you're funny. How did that happen?
I was bullied a lot in school.
Why?
So, because I was a skinny black guy with glasses.
Why?
Bad genetics, man. That's the only thing I can blame it on.
Is your father a skinny man?
No, he was actually tall, a lot taller. He was kind of, he wasn't like husky, but he was very strong.
How do you know he was strong?
Because I saw him lift shit all the time. I was like, okay, he's a strong
guy.
Why
was he lifting shit all the time?
Hey, man, sometimes you have to lift some stuff to just prove your dominance in the household.
That's kind of true, actually.
Yeah, man.
What got you interested in comedy? Is it like art?
Yeah. Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know.
I like
because Jiminy Glick is my biggest influence.
Oh, he was the best, yeah.
Now all the secrets have been revealed.
Martin Short's best work.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, good.
We're doing a Herald.
Yeah, we are. We've become...
Most people that do improv in Chicago say what they're doing while they're doing it. That's a quick... Now you don't need to go to Second City, guys. I'm already telling you what to do.
I'm drinking a cup of water. No,
see?
Okay, we get it.
For the listener at home, he made a circular motion like he was in the film Ghost and yes. making some pottery. What do you think of the film Ghost?
I thought it was okay. Ghost Dad was better. You guys mentioned Ghost Dad. I think
Ghost Dad is a better film. Yeah. Give it up for Ghost Dad, everybody. Moment of silence for Ghost Dad. Have you forgotten anything about a certain date in history? Go.
I remember 9/11. I remember when Emmett Till died. So I think I'm good.
You remember that? Really?
Like I 19.
You remember? You're 80?
I wasn't there.
Oh, so you're lying.
No, I remember that it happened. I just don't remember the exact.
That didn't happen. That's the liberal media for you guys. Check out HuffingtonPost.org. Okay. You have. You're very, very funny stand-up. Thank you for doing the show. But you also do a character.
Oh boy, yeah.
You don't. I'm not asking you.
No.
That's bullshit.
No, it's good.
He does this character that is really fucking amazing. And you should listen to it on. Did you do it on Fritz's show? Because I think you did two episodes of Fritz's show. One is you, and one is the character.
Yes.
Listen to both, but also check out his set he did. It's on YouTube. It was for like some festival, and it's some of the best 8 minutes you could watch online. And do you want to tell the people the name of that character?
Farty Marty.
That's it. Farty Marty. This is not... I know it's a joke, but it's not a joke. Like, it's a thing. I highly, highly recommend it. Keep doing the stand-up. Keep doing the Farty Marty. That's weird to say sincerely, but it's completely sincere. You're a very funny man. I like your hat. Stop being creepy with that line about self-esteem. That's weird.
All right.
Okay, good. People could find you where?
I'm in a web series right now from Yalsh called The Alumni.
How could people find that? Because binging the alumni is like you're gonna get like
Bing YouTube.com.
Bing YouTube. Keep going.
Then from YouTube, look up Yalsh, and then from
Yalsh, easy to spell.
Y E O U S C H.
That's exactly how I thought it would be spelled.
Yes.
Y E U L Grosh.
Nope.
The beer Grosh.
That's not. I don't. What?
Yep.
Yeah.
YouTube.bing.
YouTube.bing. /
House of Alumni's cards.
Yes.
DC, right?
DC Comics.
DC
yeah.
Comics. Oh God, don't go there.
Oh no,
I'm from there now. Ugh.
Who? Superman or Batman? Gotham or Metropolis? Which one are you? Where are you?
I love that. That's where your mind went when I said DC, and I just referenced House of Cards. Superman.
I know, Washington DC.
Superman, because Batman's just rich, and I know that's a given. But Superman. I like Kevin Smith way too much as a kid, and I always think of, like, the Superman can't come without a kryptonite condom, but that would kill him. So that always makes me think, like, how does he have sex with Lois Lane? That's really sad.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you thought about Superman's sex life. That's where you went. I was thinking
about... Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Because
what's
I think
wrong with you?
A farm boy growing up, American values, you know.
I also look like Superboy.
You sort of... Yes.
Not man. Boy. I have very, like, roundish, like, you should probably lose some weight features.
Yeah, if you shaved the side of your head, you'd be him in the 90s when he had the leather jacket.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. Then I could book. Just thinking about that.
Take it in, man. Soak it in.
Thanks for doing this, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And people should seriously go check out The Alumni.
The Alumni. Follow me on Twitter, and I post all my shows.
What is the Twitter handle?
Twitter.com/ Martin M. Morrow. M-O-R-R-O-W.
That's good, man. Thank you for doing this. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Martin Morrow, everybody. Play him off, guys! Give it up for the ACBs for playing something that was sort of funky because a black guy just left the stage. You guys are racist. Coming to the stage is a very, he's a very important man in my life. I'm really sad to see that he's going to a different coast. He's going to the East Coast. He's going to the Far East Coast. He's going to California very soon. And he's a great guy. And we became actual friends over the past year, and it's really sad because I'm going to miss him. But thankfully, he's the only one that was mad enough to send me a dick pic when I asked for him. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll show it to you after the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for one of my favorite comics in Chicago and soon to be LA, Joe McAdam, everybody. Put your hands together.
man. Hey, thanks. It's Brandon. Brandon Weatherby. Okay. Good to see you again. Excellent. I apologize that I was running late getting here, and I didn't get a chance to do my vocal warm-ups, which I always have to do before I get on stage, so I just have to do them right now, and I'm sorry about this, but all right. Charles Grodin's scrotum. Charles Grodin's scrotum. Gloria Steinem's hymen. Gloria Steinem's hymen. David Schwimmer's big fat dick. All right, we're good. Guys, let's get into the topical stuff. Topical humor here. George Zimmerman found not guilty. George Zimmerman's eyes found too close together. He's an ugly man. His eyes are so close together. He's horrible. All right, you guys. Listen, is anyone in the audience in the Skull and Bones Society? Let's get it out there. Let's air the laundry. Are we in Skull and Bones? No? Good. It's a secret. This is a good call. Here's the thing. Skull and Bones, you get the... You get those those pothead friends that want to talk to you about Skull and Bones all day. You know, they're like, "Dude, you hear about Skull and Bones, man? It's like every president was in Skull and Bones, and it's like this organization to secretly control the government, man." And it's like, well, they're the president. It's not a secret. that's not how that shit works. Also, I looked up who was in Skull and Bones. We've only had 3 presidents in Skull and Bones. That's it. It's 3. It's hardly any. That's like a coincidence. It's like I found out who they were. We've had George Bush. Like, who gives a shit? And the other one was we had another one, George W. Bush. That doesn't fucking even count because they're brothers. Like, who gives a shit? The third one was Taft. Who fucking cares about Taft? This big fat Taft? Walrus mustache tubby tub of shit? Taft is a funny president. Did you know he's the only president to get stuck in a bathtub? Fact. Taft facts. We have hot Taft facts coming at ya. Listen. And to get into Skull and Bones, this is what they make you do. They make you get naked, get into a casket, and then masturbate. That's the rules. Those are the rules for Skull and Bones. And the theory or the logic behind it is it's like, no, we have a bunch of secrets in here. So if we all see you jack off in a casket, you won't tell anybody our secrets. I feel like the biggest secret is that you're jacking off in a casket. And we all know about that one now. The point is, it must have been fucking disgusting when Taft was inducted. That had to have been disgusting. Hey, William Howard, you don't need to finish or anything. People got to use the casket after you, you know. All right. But I want to finish. I'm Taft. I want to finish jacking off. Not only did he get stuck in a bathtub, only president to get stuck in a casket while masturbating. These are the facts on his presidential pog. This is what's out there. Listen, it's the 1990s. We all know what bukkake is. We all fucking get it. If you have one of those nerd friends that's not pronouncing bukkake correctly, like, it's bukake, bukiki, beat it, nerd, it's bukkake. Get with the fucking program. Bukkake is a Japanese word that means a bunch of dudes stand around in a circle and jack off on your head. It's happening so frequently in Japan, they needed one word for that. That's upsetting. Hey, Yoshi, why don't you go grab Michio and Hiro? We're going to go jack off on Yoshi 2's head. I only know three Japanese names. I'm stupid. I get it. You gotta, like, you know, consolidate your language and, like, tighten it up and be brief with things. I do that myself all the time. I've been saying this a lot recently. I've been saying, chillax, I only sharted my jorts. You know, it's like... Which is short for chill, relax, I only shit-farted my jean shorts. And it's happening a lot. I'm gonna do a character for you guys. This is a guy who really likes to pick fights, but then is way too self-deprecating about it. All right.
Hey, why don't you suck my dick if you can find it?
It's under all my matted, greasy pubic hair. It's my penis looks like a baby bird died in the nest. You know what? I don't want to fight. Let's call the fight off. What do you say? All right, let's get into the heavy political issues. Let's do this. We're talking about gay marriage. That's what's happening. I think it's great. Marriage equality, fucking rad. Go for it. I think it's always funny. You get those dudes. They're like, yeah, they're not into it. And they always have like a shitty like religious excuse why they're not into it. And they'll always say something like, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Like nobody was trying to put Steve into the Bible story. Like, that's, I think you're misinterpreting what this was. It's like, they're putting Steves where they don't belong, Steving everything up. Too many goddamn Steves, if you ask me. My dog is a golden retriever, not a golden receiver. I'm going to go rake a pile of leaves, not rake a pile of Steves. She was a grieving widow, not a Steving widow. I like wearing sleeveless shirts, not Steveless shirts. I like that R. Kelly song, I Believe I Can Fly, not I Steve I Can Fly. Men wearing flip-flops is a pet peeve, not a pet Steve. It's Ripley's Believe It or Not, not Ripley's Steve It or Not. It's Summer's Eve douche, not Summer's Steve douche. It's the Keebler Elves, not the Steefler Elves. Here's the church, here's the steeple. Open the door and see all the people. Not here's the Steven. Open them doors, see all the goddamn Steves butt fucking inside there. Evil Knievel, search and ask Jeeves for all the episodes of Leave It to Beaver. Not Stevel, because Stevel, search and ask all Steves for all the episodes of Steven to Beaver. You get it? Like, fuck that guy, right? Anyway, that's it. Thanks.
Joe McAdam!
Hey, man.
Hey. Do you want to tell the audience at home and the audience in the crowd now what happened with your Taft joke this week?
I told that Taft joke at a bar called The Owl this week, and someone in the front row goes, "Taft is my grandpa." And I was like, what? What? That's not possible. He died in 1930. It's not your grandpa. Is that possible? And she's like, great, great grandpa. And then I was like, so are you in Skull and Bones? And she's like, yeah. And then she just started lying. Like, that's. She's like, yeah, I'm in Skull and Bones. I was like, no, you're not. They don't let women in there. And she's like, yeah, they do. It's like, do they make the women jack off in a casket?
And?
You would never know when they're done. It would be in a... Like, you gotta squirt, man. Squirt or you're not in Skull and Bones.
Please put that on a t-shirt.
Only squirters in Skull and Bones.
I know you're not a comic that would ever sell t-shirts, but please sell that t-shirt.
Hey, I'm selling t-shirts after the show, by the way. They say...
You gotta squirt.
You gotta squirt to be in Skull and Bones. Get it.
Joe McAdam. Did you say all that information was on Taft's presidential pog?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
I did used to have that pog. It's great. You know what the actual fact is? The only president to get his mustache stuck in his vice president's butthole. That's the actual fact on his pog. You have to lie for jokes when you're doing stand-up sometimes, but, you know, that was the real fact. So,
how did Joe? You were on the show last year at Saki Records.
Yes.
You host a show at Saki Records. It's called Creative Control.
Yes.
And you have one more before you leave.
Yes, all that's true.
And when is that show?
The 26th of July.
Which is a Saturday night?
Friday.
Friday night. So next week, Friday.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow. The following week. I highly recommend you go to this show. Saki's a great venue. He's a great band. And one of the things that you told me about your personal life was actually at Saki. Where did you meet your wife?
Wait, where did I meet my wife? Good question. Now I'm probably gonna forget now. Did I tell it to you?
Yeah, you told me on a microphone.
Did I confide in you personally?
You confided in me personally.
I think we met at her high school. Does that sound right, audience? What did I tell you?
Borat concert. What do you think of
a concert? I'm sorry, I forgot that that off the cuff joke from a year ago. That I met my wife at a Borat concert. I was big on... I think I met her at her high school. But Borat concert's way better.
What does your wife think of all this tomfoolery?
Well, she's not here.
I haven't met your wife.
I know, that's super weird, right?
No. You've never met mine.
I met her one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was she all mad that she was here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a little upset.
She's not here now.
I know, right? Hey, while the cat's away.
Let's go fuck.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the same secret I told Lily, okay? So I'm going to need the crowd to just please put your hands together for Ghost Dad. One second.
Oh, my God. What are we doing? I don't know what that secret means. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. That sounds good enough to me.
Okay. You're moving to L.A.
Yeah.
Is that because that's the land of coke and honey?
Yeah, it is. You know, I hope to get out there and just, you know, do some lines off of, you know, what is that guy from Renegade? Lorenzo Lamas' tits. It's like you just snort some off of Lamas' jugs. It's kind of the plan. You know, I figure that's a good way to get my foot in the door.
Joe's got a Kickstarter up right now. It's to fund him doing coke off of Lorenzo Lamas' tits. You could find it at bing.org/.
Yeah, no, that's it. That, you know, okay, guys, he's joking. I do have a Kickstarter to fund me owning an Arby's. So if you could just donate to that, it's kickstarter.com/makemefat. So just go there and just donate. What, you know what? Whatever you can. If it's a dollar, if it's $1,000, whatever you can do, that's what we're, you know, I just... It's an art project. Somebody said, I want an Arby's. Yeah, man, I want an Arby's. Well, get your own fucking Kickstarter.
I'll probably see you like once or twice before I die, so it was really nice meeting you and knowing you.
It's been real.
You're going to go to LA and die young. I hope your wife marries someone with a sweet dick.
I got a sweet dick. You saw that picture I sent of it.
Is that really you?
Yeah.
Does it look like your skin color?
My penis is black as night.
That's what I thought. Okay.
I sent him a pic of a black dildo hanging out of my pants. Just so everyone knows. All right. Well, bye. What the fuck?
I thought we were going to talk about the ins and outs of comedy.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Totally.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Joe McAdam. The ACBs, take it away. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a pleasure when she's here, and now she's got a bandmate. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Deadbeat.
This first song is called The Devil and the Pilot.
person gone and set astray anyway? Yeah, right now. And I want it in my arms. Yeah, right now.
Thank you. We're going to play two more. This next song is called How You Been. If you think the skies are gray, two lenses for the night, around the earth in 40 days, still spinning from the flame. Haven't been, my friend, it's been so long, you wanna be, it's how you are, I wanna fall. I wasn't certain to want to do with you until I found. Picked a penny off the ground and turned your clothes around. Haven't been, my friend, it's been so long, you ought to know, it's how you are, I want to know. Haven't been, haven't been, haven't been. Haven't been, haven't been, haven't been. But if it's only a phase, I'm driving information all over the place. Haven't been, haven't been, haven't been. Haven't been, haven't been, haven't been. I miss the way you used to smile with eyes upon the ground. All the punks we used to ride and hide and hide and hide. Haven't been, my friend, I feel so tired, you are, it's how you are, I want to know. Haven't been, haven't been, haven't been. Haven't been, haven't been, haven't been. Haven't been. Song, it's called Operation Table. Stop.
operating. It hurts when I bleed. And he said, sha la 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 la. He said, hold yourself. I know I've got a long way to go. Every single second I delay is how much longer you're in pain. He said, hold yourself. I see. Don't resist it. Don't fight me. Every incision cut with my blade is how much better you'll be made.
Thank you.
Everyone's on the fucking edge of their seats. You should follow Deadbeat on Facebook, and the website is My Imaginary Record Label. Do you have any shows you'd like to plug? No, she doesn't. That's okay. She just recorded a George Harrison cover, which is really, really good. You did?
Yeah.
I'm not making this up. She recorded a George Harrison cover, and I really, really dug it, and it's available online on her website, and that's linked in the podcast description. So thank you for doing this. You are very, very talented. I'm going to keep asking you to play. Thanks, cellist Agnes. Very good job. Very good job. I'd like to thank Joe McAdam for selling the memory of the late, great Taft. I'd like to thank Martin, that I want to thank Lily Emerson, who's doing a anti-cop children show that's really cool. We need more of those. I want to thank Stephanie. Stephanie Haas, will you please come up here on stage really quick so I could actually include you in the podcast description? Stephanie Haas is one of my favorite Chicago comics and also people. Let's turn that. I can turn that on. Okay. Hold on. Here, that one. Good. Yeah, that one's got effects.
Oh, okay.
Stephanie Haas has done warm-up for the show. She's co-hosted the show. She's done actual stand-up on the show. Stephanie, please, for the listener at home, describe your haircut.
It's shaved all the way around the bottom, and then it's just long on top.
Is it okay to say that it's Biff-like?
Probably. I didn't want to do it because I thought you'd make fun of me, but I'm going to cut zigzags into it tomorrow.
You're right. Stephanie is very funny, and she hosts a wonderful show here called
Comedy Secrets.
And she's also part of this wonderful troupe. Jesus, she's part of this wonderful group that throws shows in Logan Square called
Shinebox Comedy.
And you should follow both of those because she presents really awesome stuff in venues that are way better than any regular comedy club because we don't sell nachos. Follow her online, and that's at
Steph Haas.
It's with
Twitter.
A Z. It's also linked in the podcast description. I feel like you should say a joke or something. Say a joke. Tell a joke or something so I can put you in the podcast description. So it's like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. What am I going to?
Do the like, I look like blank joke. It's in your set. My mom really likes that joke.
Oh, your mom does.
Yeah, tell the joke my mom likes.
Oh, that I am ethnically lesbian.
There you go.
I don't eat pussy, but I can hang drywall.
There you go.
That's Brandon's mom's favorite joke of mine.
Yep. You know who my favorite mom's comic is? You do know. We watch a lot of videos.
Yeah, Cat Williams.
That's right, everybody. Yeah. Cat Williams with a K. Figure that shit out. Thank you so much, Stephanie Haas, everybody, for doing the show. And most importantly, no offense, Stephanie, or Deadbeat, or Agnes, is Esmeralda Leone. Esmeralda is the co-host of this show. Without Esmeralda, we don't have this show here. She's awesome. She's producing shows here every single Monday and Tuesday night. She's behind the bar. She's telling you the traffic report. She's a very talented, amazing lady, and I want to thank her. That's it. You're great. Thank you for doing the show. Thank you guys so much for sticking around. I know it's a Thursday night, and we all have to wake up at 4:30 tomorrow, so I really appreciate that. Success, cocaine, it's going to be great. Thanks for coming, everybody, and have a wonderful night. Now please clap so it's not weird.